This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
How are you going on? I normally steer clear of discussing my sex life in public because there wouldn't be too much to discuss unless herself has been to see Rod Stewart up in Cork. That said, didn't her old libido soar there during the election count because she has a fetish for sweaty bogmen being lifted shoulder high by their drunk cousins in a large hall? To keep things ticking over on the bedroom front, I've therefore decided to launch my own party. It's called West Cork People Who Want to Make It Clear to the Crowd Above in Dublin that we are not related to Danny Healy Ray. Will you give me your number one the next time around, tell me? Dan Petty Andy, Dunmanwe, my brother is running as well.
I asked my cousin, the scientist, about this. She said, don't get hung up on genetic differences. We share 99% of our DNA with chimpanzees. I said, that's an awful thing to call people from South Kerry.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from a meeting of the Royal Family Management Committee where we agreed to buy a fresh muzzle for Prince Andrew. He's quite the drooler. Also on the agenda was the visit of Prince William and his missus to Ireland in early March. These bloody things are usually full of tension and dread, worrying that the royals will catch something off you filthy spud-munching mix. No such problem this time. Coronavirus and all that. Ready-made excuse to wear face masks. I go to buy a couple of boxes, only to be told, no dice, old chap. They've all been allocated to common types in China. Kill disgrace. So, I'm told you mix have quite the sense of humour. What would you think of William and Kate arriving over there in balaclavas? Lord Edmund, a servants banker, London.
That's a worse idea than a bridge across the Irish Sea. Certain women copy everything that Kate wears as a sign they have an IQ in the single digits. The multinationals are nervy enough after the election. The last thing we need is thousands of people walking around in balaclavas.
It's non-stop here in our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road babes who never thought they'd find themselves voting for Sinn Féin. Laura _ former hockey international said she's definitely going to vote for them again in the next election because she doesn't want to appear off-trend. Fiona _ Cape Town for Valentine said, sorry now, but it's not like you're buying a new handbag. As for me, my poor dead dad, RCYC Douglas Golf Club, will haunt me from the grave if I ever vote for the Shinners. But on the other hand, I really like what Donegal O'Leary has done with his hair. He was elected in Cork South Central. I'd say you've noticed. Smoking. So like, do you think I should give him my number one the next time? D. Douglas Road.
I asked my friend straight-talking Sonia about this. She said, sorry now, that's a non-runner. I said, why? She said, if we only voted for good-looking politicians, we'd end up at 5 TDs in the Dáil. Hashtag harsh. Hashtag how bad, though.
Come here. Do you have a number for Prince Harry? I seen there during the week that William and Joanne Kidd are coming to Ireland, taking Dublin Mead, Kildare and Galway. That's more of a no, la. Why aren't they coming to Cork, like? Galway's full of poets, pretending to be sensitive, so they can score with your Royal Dáil when your back's turned. Kildare's just people who sound like Ray Darcy. So, like, you know the way Harry's ballistic after getting the bullet out of the royal family from his nan? Why don't we invite him to come to Cork at the same time as his brother William stuck listening to some bongos and Spanish arch? Spoil the party, like? Can you put the wheels in motion on that for me there? Don't you do, honey? Blackpool.
I got onto my contact there, Lord Edmund, the servants banker. He said, it's not a good idea at the moment. We don't want to upset Harry's father. I said, Prince Charles. He said, we don't want to upset him either.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.